these rainouts, this weather is just driving everybody nuts, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, we started off this morning going to our practice field, and it was had puddles all over it. So we had to switch fields to practice on, and then they delayed our game, so then we had to wait a little bit. And it's just from, I think we spent like 8 hours at the field today all for one game. So it was tough, but.
I'm looking at the extended forecast, and whole week sounds like it's supposed to rain. I'm sure they're going, oh my gosh, how are we gonna get this tournament in?
Yeah. I think the whole week there's a chance every day, and it's weird here. Like it just downpours for a little bit, and then it's done for a while, and then it comes back. So thankfully, they were able to tarp our field in our delay, and they kind of saved that one. But I know the other one, the game that was going on during ours, is just now getting played, so it's pretty delayed.
Yeah, as you say, they're really behind schedule, pretty much, aren't they?
Yeah. So,
and that is an all. Correct me if I'm wrong. Look at the pictures. It's an all dirt infield. Is that right?
Yeah, there's no turf fields for this tournament, so it's all dirt.
Well, San Jack obviously is a pretty good team. Their pitching sounds like pretty darn tough, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, nothing that we haven't seen before. We just hit right at them all day. I mean, we just couldn't seem like we couldn't string hits together. And when we did get base hits, we didn't have anybody on. And then we just hit right at them when we did have people on. So we were hitting just right at them when we needed to, you know, move runners. But
so obviously, coach and staff, I mean, sure, you're disappointed. You want to win that opener, but if you got the bats, you just need to find some holes out there. And if that happens, hopefully, in your Tuesday games, you should be fine.
Yeah, exactly. And this is how it went down last year. They lost their first one and then battled back. So, you know, hopefully that's the plan for this year. We just give them a little bit more fight losing that first one, and they just want to come out a little bit more hungry and come after these next games.
Now, you're not scheduled to play until later in the day, and I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the opponent for you will be playing like a 1 o'clock game and then have to turn around and play at 5:45. Is that right?
Yeah. So we don't play until 5:45, but like you said, yeah, we'll play the winner of that 1 o'clock game. So I mean, it's tough down here too. I mean, we're not used to that humidity, and so having to play two games like that, you know, hopefully that comes in our advantage.
You have a chance to scout that first game. I take it hopefully a little bit before your game.
Yeah, exactly. Get over there and, you know, kind of get to know them and watch a few things and. Yeah, go from there.
Well, I guess one thing is after a long day at the ballpark, you don't play till 5:45, you can maybe kind of sleep in a little bit on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, like I said, it was a long day for the girls today. It was super hot, super humid. But yeah, it'll be good to, you know, let them sleep in a little bit, but also we don't want them sleeping in too late and being groggy for the game. So we'll get them up, get them moving, find some things to have them do.